This is just off the cuff, Bill. 1212. Just give me a quick name and title. I want to get a level check here.
I'm Bill Boone with Georgia's Agricultural Innovation Center in Tifton, Georgia.
And I guess that's my first question, Bill. What is the Agriculture Innovation Center? What's it all about?
Randall, we're part of Georgia's Strategic Industry Program. Governor Sonny Perdue started in his first term. He wanted to figure out how to run Georgia in a more business-like and effective manner. And part of that had to do with economic development. How do we do economic development and promote synergy with all of the state's assets toward our designated strategic industries? Commission for a New Georgia recommended that we identify these strategic industries. There's six of them, and that we put with each one of these an innovation center and a business incubator, and that we locate them outside of Metro Atlanta to promote rural economic development. That's a pilot program that was to run for 3 years, funded by One Georgia tobacco settlement money, geared for rural economic development to replace those dollars lost in the tobacco buyout program. This is our fourth year. We've come out of the pilot program. We have been deemed successful. We're now a regular part of Georgia state government. We work with the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and I'm a University of Georgia employee. So on any given day, I have an identity crisis. I get paid by UGA, but I really do high-tech economic development. And if you ask me what I do, my main job is to find industry needs where they need research that we can do in the university system, to assist them with research grants to commercialize that research, keep their companies viable on the cutting edge of technology, and either keep their company in Georgia or locate new companies in Georgia and create new jobs.
You and I talked a little bit earlier, and of course, we're on the beginning stages of bioenergy research and work, and I understand you all have done a lot with that already.
We have, Randall, and if you think about bioenergy in Georgia, which is a new program, it's roughly 3 years old, post-Cortina. All of the feedstocks that we're using in Georgia come from the dirt, and that makes them agriculture. Whether you're talking about pine trees, we have 24 million acres of commercially available pine trees, more than any state in the continental United States that we can get our hands on. That's a unique natural resource, a unique source of biomass, and we are focusing in Georgia on cellulosic ethanol from pine trees. We have two companies we're working with, Range Fuels, out of, I'll think of where they're out of in a minute, but Soperton, Georgia, and C2 Biofuels out of Atlanta. C2 Biofuels is doing cellulosic fermentation. We have research grants with them with Georgia Tech to figure out how to break apart the pine tree, how to get at the sugars inside that cellulose, and then how to ferment them and make alcohol. We also are working with Range Fuels and UGA to figure out what size wood chip they need and the moisture content and things of that nature. We are researching a weed called camelina to see if it will grow in Georgia. It bears a tiny seed that is very high in oil, and we think may be a feedstock for biodiesel. As you are aware, the price of soy oil and canola oil are up tracking petroleum products, and they have just about priced themselves out of the biodiesel market. So from that aspect, in ethanol and biodiesel research, we're also working with wood pellets, a company called Fram, our first wood pellet company in Georgia, in Appling County. We've got a research project with Georgia Forestry and the University of Georgia and the Poultry Federation to see about heating chicken houses with wood pellets and reducing the cost of natural gas. That's going quite well. So we've got the bioenergy front covered in feedstock research, working with UGA and Georgia Tech. So we're doing an awful lot, and that's a growth industry, and Georgia's emerging as a national and global leader.
Bottom line is you're finding other uses for agriculture products that most people hadn't thought of.
That's exactly right. And the common thought around Georgia today is as soon as we find a biomass solution that's commercially proven, and there are lots of them out there today, but the as soon as we see that, it's going to blow the doors off of biomass, bioenergy production, and that will open the door for other forms of biomass that we can grow so well in Georgia. It could be switchgrass production. It could be peanut hay or cotton stalks or lots of things that we take for granted today. And there are a lot of questions that go with using those materials. How do you be a good steward of the land? How much do you take off? How much do you put back? And what's best for Georgia and our natural resources?
Sounds good. Bill, we look forward to it and look forward to your work down the road then.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Again, Bill Boone with the Agriculture Innovation Center for Georgia, Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.